Safety Management Systems in Flight Training. What exactly does that mean? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Steve Lasday, who is a research consultant working with the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, SAFE, on development of a safety management system for flight training. We're here to talk a little bit about what SMS means today, because my observation is that for many of us in general aviation, we've heard the term, but maybe not too much about what it means, and certainly not what it means for Part 91 operations. And Steve is going to fill us in on that a little bit and also tell us what SAFE is up to. Steve, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
No problem, Paul. Glad to be here.
All right. First, let's get into what SMS is. And I want to start with your background, because you have a kind of a varied background that makes you, I guess, a good source for information on the whole topic of safety management systems. Start by telling us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I was down in Daytona with Embry-Riddle for quite some time, over 20 years. Was flight instructing, earned both a bachelor's and a master's degree there. The master's is in safety. And along the way, I determined that I wanted to get into the safety side of the house, so to say. After a position opened up that allowed me that opportunity, the position was safety and flight operations specialist. I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to be given that opportunity. I took that and put the act of flight instructing aside and started working on that. The position was tasked with a lot of safety research, assisting the director of safety to implement and manage various safety programs, a lot of investigation from just mundane, typical training events all the way up to a full NTSB Part 830 reportable accidents. Did a lot of research and also was fortunate enough to get sent to a lot of professional development symposiums and training seminars, some NTSB courses, some Southern California Safety Institute investigation management. So I was really lucky and I got to broaden my background with operational flight training safety. So that's where that went. After a while, a position opened up overseas over in the UAE for a flight training academy. Spent about 2 years, just under 2 years over there. I was the manager of flight safety there. So I got to incorporate all these various programs and concepts and practices for our flight training organization over there. Our initial aircraft was the Cirrus SR-22. So I got to spend a week at the Cirrus factory up in Duluth before going over, become familiar with that, did about three flights, got about 6, 7, 8 hours in the Cirrus. Then went over to the UAE. We were then, after the Cirrus, we were going to plan to use the Eclipse, the VLJ, for our turbine transition aircraft. And I'm sure you're quite familiar with the story of the Eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
But it was for naught anyway, because the management of this company elected to shut down the academy last July. So I returned back to the States, and I'm now doing consulting, heavy on research and technical publication development, and considering all types of charter operations and, you know, small organization, flight department, safety concerns. And at the same time, I learned of SAFE, and I joined them, and we wanted to start thinking about where SAFE needs to go in terms of developing some modern 21st century safety practices for flight training. So that's what led to this initiative.
Okay, let's talk about this term SMS, or safety management systems, specifically. What is a safety management system? It seems to be, you know, an abbreviation that has caught on in a lot of different areas, but how does it apply to aviation? What exactly are we talking about when we call it a system?
Okay, basically, the basic there's many definitions like any of these safety initiatives, but the one that I like and the one that seems to cover pretty well is that it is a systematic and comprehensive process for proactive management of safety risk that integrates management of operations and technical systems. In other words, we're applying a systems approach to the management of safety, just as you would manage any other types of operations or resources like finances or personnel, or if you're in the manufacturing outfit, you manage all your processes to get your product out the door. SMS uses that systems management approach for the management of safety.
What is involved in that? I mean, what components of the airline process are considered part of SMS?
Well, it has a continuous cycling management procedure. In other words, what you're going to do is you're going to identify hazards and risks. You're going to implement procedures to eliminate. The best outcome, of course, is to eliminate the hazard. And there, of course, then you eliminate the risk. If not, you want to reduce the hazards to an acceptable level. Okay, a lot of the SMS concepts borrow back from system safety that was developed back in the 50s with the Air Force. When they got into the rocket programs, they were having many failures with safety issues. So they developed the concept of system safety, which is heavy on the engineering side. So when SMS was developed, what they did was they took those concepts of system management and they applied it to safety. Now, with the airlines, sure, you have a big background structure. You have a lot of support. You have a robust safety department that can do the investigation, process the safety reports, and whatnot. But basically, you're just doing a systematic approach to the management of safety. You're identifying the hazards and risks, trying to eliminate them, if not eliminate, reduce them to an acceptable level. And then it's a constant loop. You implement the changes or safeguards, you monitor the effectiveness, and then you change and upgrade or keep the system going to keep the safety occurrences down to an acceptable level.
All right, Steve, when we come back from our break, I want to talk a little bit about why we see SMS mentioned in a lot of places but rarely in the training environment. My guest is Steve Lasday, and we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with Steve Lasday, who is heading up a training committee, or the Flight Training Safety Committee, I should say, for SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And we're talking about the idea of SMS as it applies to the training environment, and we're going to eventually get into it as it applies specifically to Part 91. Steve, we've talked about what SMS is and where it came from and your background in it. The International Civil Aviation Organization has talked about SMS in a lot of different areas of aviation. In fact, there was a big push on a while back to get it instituted into several different segments of airline operations. And the FAA also is looking at rulemaking on SMS for commercial operators in the United States. But it always seems to have to do with maintenance, flight operations, not so much with training. And I guess the thing I have a little hard time wrapping my head around is, what is it that we can implement in the training environment that will be part of SMS over the life of that pilot or over the long-term after primary training is complete?
Well, that's a good point, and that's something that a lot of people have problems with, and I can understand that because, like you said, in the airline world or the maintenance world, certainly the military world, you have a huge background of support personnel. In the flight training organization or FTO world, it's typically a much smaller scale. You may have one person doing several jobs at once, wearing several hats. chief pilot may also be the head of standards or something. A maintenance person may be also a maintenance test pilot that actually goes and flies and checks the work. So in a small organization, it's tough. I think that we can, in terms of getting something to take home, a deliverable for flight training organizations, the beauty of SMS is it's scalable. In other words, you can construct the program and scale it to the size of the organization. So you have to have ownership of the program. Somebody's going to have to run the program. So if the chief pilot is doing safety duties, he can also take that on. You can implement the program and have all these core concepts of SMS, even on a very small scale. Concepts like management support, which is crucial. The upper management has to support it. So that would be the director of the flight training organization, like a CEO or, you know, chief pilot even maybe there too. You have to have a safety event reporting system, some kind of system that's voluntary, that is non-punitive, that gets people to openly want to report events because they know there's no reprisal. So even a small organization can have these components. It can still work, and that's one of the key topics of flight training SMS that needs to be looked at. Now, like you said, you don't see many flight training organizations adopting this yet. I think there is going to be a lot of attention to flight training for various reasons. We all seen recent events, but I think that any flight training organization that can show to prospective customers, to government regulatory agencies that they've implemented, or at least are considering to implement some type of SMS, it's going to be extremely beneficial for them. It'll take work. You know, it's not something that's done overnight. There's different levels of implementation, but eventually, over time, I think we're going to see, you know, many flight training organizations, especially the larger ones like collegiate flight training organizations or large commercial academies, they are going to do some implementation of these types of programs.
All right, Steve, we're kind of out of time for today. I want to get you back tomorrow and talk specifically about the SAFE initiative and also about some applications in the general aviation environment where many people who fly are past the structured part of their training environment, at least outside of a flight review.
Sure.
Steve Lasday chairs the Flight Training Safety Committee for the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You can find a link to more info on SAFE's SMS initiative at www.safepilots.org. Just scroll down about mid-page. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.